My little sister never colors in the lines. Doesn't she know that makes her pictures look terrible?
The lines are important, but also it might take some time to learn to stay in them. Do you like to color with crayons? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. When you color, are you good at staying in the lines? Just like coloring neatly makes a picture look really nice, following God's rules makes our life beautiful and nice. When we are kind and listen to God, our life is like a pretty drawing. But if we're mean or ignore God's rules, our life drawing gets messy. So think about your life. Is it filled with kindness and love, or is it messy with meanness? Ephesians 5:2 says, "Walk in the way of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us." Our story today, it's called Life Pictures. "See my picture?" Little Tatiana proudly showed Eden a page of scribbled lines. Red, blue, green, and yellow streaks crisscrossed the picture of balloons. Eden laughed. "Mom's never going to put that up on the fridge. It's a mess. You don't stay in the lines." Tatiana's lips puckered and big teardrops crept down her cheeks. "Mommy!" she wailed and ran to find her mother. Eden sighed as she took an orange crayon from the box and began to carefully color the stained glass window in a picture of a church. "Now Mom's going to chew me out for telling Tatiana the truth," she thought. "Does she really think her pictures are good enough to put up next to mine?" Eden looked at her picture carefully and chose another crayon to use. It was nearly finished when Mom walked into the room holding Tatiana's hand.
"I came to see some pictures," said Mom. "Let me see what you colored today, Tatiana."
The little girl found her picture and handed it to her mother. She beamed when Mom complimented her on the colors she had chosen. Then Mom looked at Eden's picture.
"This is very nicely done. You stayed in the lines as you colored, and like you told Tatiana, a picture is prettier when you stay inside the lines."
Eden smiled and nodded as Mom continued looking at the picture.
"You know, I'm so glad that when I struggle to color inside the lines of life, Jesus gives me grace."
"What do you mean?" Eden asked.
"If living a perfect life is like coloring inside the lines, I mess up a lot. But Jesus always forgives me and is helping me become more like him. He lived a perfect life because I couldn't and died for my sins. And he helps me show love and grace to others so they can see that my life picture is beautiful because of him."
Eden was quiet for a moment, thinking about her mother's words and the grace she had received from Jesus too.
"I shouldn't have been so tough on Tatiana's coloring," she whispered.
"What can you do about it?" asked Mom.
Eden smiled at her little sister. "I'm sorry, Tatiana. Would you like me to help you color another picture?"
Tatiana nodded happily.
So what about you? What does your life picture look like? Is it beautifully colored in with love, kindness, and patience? Or is it scribbled over with selfishness and the harsh way you judge or treat others? We all fail to color inside the lines of our life pictures sometimes, but Jesus gives us grace. He erases our mistakes and helps us love others the way he does. So trust him to make your life a beautiful work of art that draws others to him. Our key verse is Ephesians 5:2.
"Walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us."
And our key thought today, show love and grace to others. Join us in prayer this Lent. Sign up for the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.